this could be the week that the farm bill would end up on the floor of the House of Representatives. The draft bill, though, has not been released by Senator Conaway of Texas. They say now the proposal would save $7.2 billion through the bill's expanded work requirements on the draft, which would shrink SNAP, or the nutrition program caseload, by an estimated 3% per month. They also talked about legislation will require able-bodied adults between the ages of 18 to 64 to work or be enrolled in employment and training programs, which would be expanded under the bill. Parents of children under 12 would be exempt. About 3 million to 5 million people would be covered by these requirements. The proposal also says another $6.6 billion in benefits would be cut by preventing the states from using low-income housing assistance in calculating the income. SNAP recipients would be required to start submitting utility bills for calculations of the benefits. And this has slowed down everything as the Democratic resistance to that bill has been shown already, and they haven't decided yet whether to put it on the floor or wait another while longer to work in negotiations. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.